This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that, too. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. Did you miss me last night? Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I do want you part of the solution, really. Very much so. You know, there is a lot going on in this world. A lot for you to get behind. I was blessed last night. First of all, I had my regular board meeting, and then right afterward, I had I was able to speak at an event where we had a bunch of patriots at a church in Southern California. And part of what we were talking about was, you know, biblical citizenry. Rick Green was there as well. And what do you know, as a Christian, frankly, even if you're not a Christian and you're a patriot, what's your role? What is your role in everything that's going on? What is your role to make sure that the proper people get elected, that the Constitution is held up properly? What's your role? And, you know, walking into it last night and thinking about it, how many of these events, how many of these things have we walked into halfway through? When I say that, I mean, all of a sudden, many concerned that they're stealing the vote, that the vote has been stolen. We've known this for a long time. And God bless many, and we did a good job. God bless the many of you that were there to watch over and to come out and be able to speak to it and sign affidavits as to what happened. But we need more. We will need more. We will need to make them so uncomfortable that they're going to have to bring buses and buses and buses to the polls, or to the poll counting areas, to take you out, to get you out of there. Hey, look, I've been saying it for a long time. We need to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. Have to stop. Doesn't get us anywhere. Being nice to them doesn't get us. And I said, you know how I said that? Them. Being nice to them gets you nowhere. Look at first of all, you do know that if Joe Biden gets sworn in, this is Obama 3.0 with 10 times the power. Right? You want to see the socialist nation of America show up? It's coming. And all those boneheads that wanted it, that have been pushing for it, it's not what they think it is. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into. I mean, absolutely none. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. BLM's very upset. You know, the burning, looting, and mayhem people? Yeah. They're upset that Joe's not taking them seriously. I don't think Joe gets it. A lot of fun watching them, watching Joe out there thinking, you know, this guy really believes that he got more votes than Obama. This guy really believes that he was more popular than Obama. And shame on his wife, shame on the people around him for not telling the truth about what's going on. You know, really. Quite scary. You know, I look at this. I look at the common sense of what's happening around us. Really, really scary. It's scary that we've swallowed it so easily. Anyway, the I'm hearing that. I don't know how true this is. But I am hearing that, you know, Governor Newsom, or Governor Nuisance, his wings have been clipped by a judge. Now, whether it goes on from there or not, I don't know. I don't even know if he'll adhere to it. California Superior Court ruled in favor of a local legislator. And they rejected Newsom's extraordinary claim that a state of emergency turns California into an autocracy and centralizes the state powers. Right? All the powers are now in the hands of the governor. It's unlawful. He's issued almost 60 executive orders. And in those 60 orders, he has changed over... Write this down. You'll need this for later on. He's changed over 400 laws all by himself. He didn't need you or me at all. You know what I mean? Isn't that cool? Were you aware of that? Really aware of that? Now, it's a tentative ruling, meaning that Newsom has a few days to try to persuade the judge to change it. But in these kind of cases, that almost never happens. And so the error of a one-man rule, and I don't know, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not so sure. What are they going to do? It's what I used to say about Obama when he was breaking the law. What are they going to do? They're going to go in there with handcuffs and drag him out? Right? I mean, really, think about it. Oh, yes, and by the way, for those of you who do go back and check us out on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and all that, they are canon guys like me all over the place. Joe Mazzini, your host. Renaming schools, does it really help the black community? Well, Alfonso Rachel's going to tell me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. It's the only way you really know what's happening. I know a lot of you think that you, I don't know, you got this smarts or this information by osmosis or the airwaves somewhere, somehow, but the reality is you've got to pay attention, you've got to read, you've got to do a little bit of your own homework. Won't kill you. And I so much appreciate the time you spend listening to us, because I really believe we have, well, hey, I believe we have something to offer. It's what keeps me on the air, right? I believe that we have something to offer you that you can actually take and work with and talk to others about and speak some common sense into them. And we don't do Trump 1 here 24-7 on every hour. We just don't do it. You can get that everywhere else. There are other things going on that you need to know about, that you need to know are out there, that you have to push back and fight on. So I've asked somebody smarter than me to show up here, because you need a break. Alfonso Rachel Joyce, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe, And he is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study and Zoloft. Dude, nice of you to be here.
Hey, nice of you to have me, man.
You know, I got to tell you, the craziness, you know, you said it during the break, the craziness that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. It's quite unsettling that people are so quickly and easily unnerved. And, you know, they're talking about renaming. Now, I don't understand it because they're not in school anyhow. So they're talking about renaming 44 different schools in San Francisco because it triggers a certain community. Now, they don't give you the name of the community. They just say the schools are named after people who were either white supremacists or had slaves. So, I don't know. Give you 27 guesses. Your first 30 don't count, right, as to what group they're talking about. So one of the schools is Abraham Lincoln School because he didn't put black lives first. Help me understand. Oh. Can you help me with this? Because I'm not the smartest guy in the room. You know what I'm saying?
You do all right, man. You do all right. But
thank you.
This is no surprise, Joe, because it's just the habit of liberals always wanting to change things. I mean, I guess they want to have 44 different schools change to match the 44 different, 57 different genders that they are. So, yeah, they're going to switch the names of the schools just like they could switch genders and switch parties and even switch the assignment of things, like a sidewalk can be switched into a porta potty. So it's typical of these people to switch things around. And for them to – okay, now, but here's the thing, Joe. These liberals can't get away with their lunacy without help, man. That's the thing about it. Their worldview is foolish. And the thing is, I'm sorry, man, but conservatives have helped them do this.
You agree?
If they're coming after Lincoln, it's one because conservatives have helped them do it. And conservatives really need it. They need to own up to this. Republicans, they need to own up to this, that they have dropped the ball with the legacy of what the Republican Party is. It takes more than just bragging that you saw Dinesh D'Souza's movies, okay? It takes more than that. If you don't have a delivery system, okay, if you don't have a delivery system and if you're not consistent with what these principles are that what the Republican Party is founded on, all this information that the Republican Party thinks that they have doesn't mean anything, and it will be totally unstable and it will fall apart because they're way too inconsistent.
Totally. Listen, I agree with you. We don't have, I was talking about this earlier, maybe a tenth, and I'm probably giving people a lot of credit, maybe a tenth of Republicans in Congress really stand, really will speak out for Republican principles, will really push back and fight for Republican principles. Look at how many people are running away from Trump. And when I say running away, I mean they're not supporting anything that's going on. They're not even talking about what took place in the last election. It's like it's time to move on. So let me see. They picked my pocket. They stole my car. They broke into my house. They took my life savings. It's time to move on. Even though I have it on video, it's time to move on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
But Joe, there's a reason for this. There's a reason why the Democrats are getting away with what it is they're doing. I've been telling Republicans for flipping years, for 13 plus years, I've been telling Republicans, look, there are things that you have to do, and there are things that you've got to get away from. If you don't, Democrats will use this against you, and they will be able to get away with all sorts of lunacy. And they'll be caught dead to rights, Joe. I mean, they'll be caught dead to rights doing everything that they're doing, but they will get away with it because they have the confidence of too much of the culture because of the effective slander campaign that Republicans helped them do to wage against themselves. Republicans have been doing this for years, and I've been trying to tell Republicans, you might not want to do that, but they do it anyway, and they lose credibility in the culture.
I agree with you. They're so afraid to stand up and speak to their principles, or speak to the principle they supposedly, you know, stand on. But the truth of the matter is, you're right. They will let them get away with it, and they shouldn't. They should be all over.
I hate to say it's more of a they thing, Joe, but it is true. I mean, you know what's up, man. That's why we do this show. You know, but there's too many of they. I'm sorry to point fingers, man, but hey, I'm kind of sick of Democrats pointing the finger at us with the help of Republicans. All this stuff that Trump is going through, let me just, and I talk about this stuff, in my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross, I break it down how conservatives have really shot themselves in the foot. The Democrats have effectively cheated, and they're getting away with this. People are just accepting it that Biden is going to be president. They don't want to hear any more about a stolen election. They don't want to hear any more about collusions or anything about like that. It's like they're tired, and it's like everything that the Republicans have done to try to fight back against this, they shouldn't have even had to have done. They shouldn't have had to do it, but they gave the Democrats everything that they needed, to be able to promote this slander.
True. You know, I find the hypocrisy, you got to have some fun with this. So you've got two Republican governors, two Republican AGs, you know, Georgia, and they're talking about, even the Republicans say it was fair and an upright, and they hate these guys. You know, before the election, these guys were scum, right?
Mm-hmm.
A.G. Barr, scum. I mean, they go through the whole list of people, and then all of a sudden they turn on Trump, or they appear to turn on Trump, and mm-hmm. it's like the heavens opened up, right? The sea parted, and God planted Romney right there in front of you to worship and bow down to. It's just amazing, right? I mean, that's a sickness. Oh, God bless. All right, speaking of sickness. I love throwing this stuff at you because I have so much fun with it. And when you leave the show, do you tell me, you're walking out of the room scratching your head going, that couldn't have been true. None of that stuff could have been true. Right? A court in Ohio said that you must allow the parents to change the gender on birth certificates. And
wow.
I didn't want a girl. Rename him Mike. He's a boy. I just can't stand it. Because there was a lawsuit brought, and one judge said, yes, no, you can't change the gender on a birth certificate. They are what they are at birth, end of discussion. They get in front of a federal judge, and the federal judge says, well, of course you can. Why can't you? You can decide what you want to do. Transgenderism is real, and it's, and I'm going, really? So are we going to change all the biology books here in the country, or how's that going to work out? But you can answer that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go.
All right.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long-overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly. Very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
More speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, you know, one of these days he's going to get up. Zoe's going to get up and get on that drum set while the music is playing. All right? I'm going to watch that happen. Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, in the next couple hours, a lot coming up. I'm going to go further on the schools in San Francisco that are being renamed because some get a little nervous at the names. I don't know, because of the Alexander Hamilton, not Alexander Hamilton, but Thomas Edison School. He was a white supremacist. I think he created or harnessed electricity, but it was only for white folk, I guess, is what I'm understanding now. I can't smoke enough dope to have this stuff make sense, so I can't even explain it to you. All right? And apparently, because I did make it out of the sixth grade, I understand it. And that's a problem for them. I don't know. I'm really totally lost here. I don't know how to come up with this stuff. I really don't. But maybe Zoe can help me with it. I don't know. Zoe is the host of the Zopian Den. And I thought he'd got a Bible study in the Zoe Loft. And Zoe, before you get rolling, because we forget, tell them how they can get your music and your book and so much more.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got the shows, the Zoe Loft, which is
the cup.
My commentaries.
The coffee
for,
cup.
Well, there's the Zopium Den, too. Yep, that's coming. House of the Anti-Fighter Duddy Bible Study, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. You can find out all the information if you guys want to stop by and, you know, hang out there.
Yeah, the cup makes a great – I'll do this for you. Just hang tight. The cup makes a great Christmas gift, okay? I mean, seriously. You know, you can sit around. It's a good-looking cup. It's got color. Mine doesn't have any color. It's like white. And it's just, it's of course, it's white, right? His has got color to it. Go figure. He's the musician. there you go. Don't write me emails, okay? Just get over yourselves. Anyhow. Before we went to the break, we're talking about, again, I'm always going, Jesus, what are you waiting for? How much do we have to destroy ourselves before you go, okay, let me step in and fix these people? I mean, yeah. In Ohio now, you get to tell. Mom and Dad kept, you know, gee, I really wish it was a girl. Well, it could be a girl. Here, change the birth certificate. She's now, he's now a girl.
Okay.
We're done, right? I mean, we're more than done. We're overdone.
Well, okay, so let me understand this right. The people are looking for the so-called right to change the gender on the birth, the sex on their birth certificate, right? That's what. Okay. Well, see, this is how nutty the so-called progressives are. And when I say progressive, I'm talking about as progressive as cancer, right? This is how nutty they are. Okay, first up, when you talk about LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, okay, homosexuals would say that they can't help being gay because that's how they're born. So you can't change them. Meanwhile, in this series of letters, you have trans, which means that they can change what they are, which mean, totally means that LGBT itself cancels itself out. Now, transsexuals, by saying that they should be able to change what their sex is on their birth certificate, Joe, what they're aiming to do is cancel themselves out as transgender, because if they're able to change their gender on there, then that means that they can go forth without being trans at all. They can just be whatever sex that they assume, and they don't have to call themselves trans. I thought the trans community wanted to be a respected members of the community, but if they want to be respected members of the community, why are they trying to cancel themselves out?
Listen. Every year, when they have, what do they have? Is it the homecoming dance where they crown a king and queen? Right? So... One year, it was great. In San Diego, California, San Diego County, they were having fights going on at a couple of the major high schools. One of the high schools was they wanted a cisgen king and queen, right? So you had a female king, a female queen and a male king. You had to be, all right? And people were up in arms about that. And then you had the other high school, which was you had the no-gender king and queen. So you could have a king and a king and a queen and a queen, and it didn't matter. You know, you could have been a queen and a queen and both been males. It just didn't matter. Okay? And then you had another high school screaming, there is no male or female, so we have to get rid of those terms. Okay, this is like turning a bunch of scorpions loose in the same room, and there's only meat for one, right? They're killing each other.
Yeah.
And everybody's right. And it's like, if you guys can't decide what the truth is, if you can't decide what's right, I'm dead. I'm lost.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts, Joe. I mean, like, as the word says, woe to those that know, you know, that call good evil, light dark, good from bitter from sweet, man from trans, you name it. It's woe to these people that don't know what this is. And it's this being given over to this full-on, I mean, you know, the word talks about God is going to send a spirit of delusion, a grand delusion, right?
Oh, and he's doing a good job.
Yeah, right? And now, I mean, hey, this might be the appetizer, Joe. This might not be nothing compared to, but man, if anything, it does give us a heads up, because God says, hey, I'm going to go ahead and send you guys a big lie. I'm just going to go ahead and do that. And it's like, why would he do that, Joe? It's like, God, come on. I thought lies sucked. I thought you were against lies. Why would you send us a grand delusion? And God's like, because, man, look, I'm going to send you a doozy, all right? I'm going to send y'all a doozy. And if you can't detect that it's a lie, that ain't my fault. That's your fault. And we're looking at people falling for lies left and right. I mean, when you fall for the lie that there's more than two genders, when you fall for the lie that a person can turn into another sex or whatever it is that they think they want to turn into, like some sort of genie or something like that, these people are falling for huge lies. And God's just sitting there like, really? Really? You going to fall for that? What can I do for you?
I see God sitting there going, are you people serious? Did you read my book? Come on.
Yeah. God is a just God, Joe. Even in sending us a lie, it's for our own good. It's like, come on, man. Are you, you would know the truth if it died for you. If you're going to fall for this, seriously? Oh, man, you can't come into my kingdom.
Somebody sent me an email because I always say, they wouldn't know the truth if you put it in a bag, you marked the truth and put it in their hands and said, the truth is in the bag. They wouldn't know what to do with it, right? And somebody sends me an email and goes, God already did that. It's called the Bible. That's the way the truth is, right? So
yeah.
You got me. I get it back up. But our people are falling for this on a regular basis, right? We got our own people arguing over the vaccine or no vaccine. And you know, you and I haven't talked about it, but, you know, I don't trust the government to begin with. I don't trust what's going down. I trust God. And God has not, you know, said to me, you got to go get this thing. All right, let's just put it that way. It just doesn't make sense. I'm going to talk about later on how you realize that deaths in 2000, In 2020, deaths from the seasonal flu. You ready for this one? Oh. I'd say give me a drum roll, but you got to walk back there. seasonal flu are down 90%. Okay? Hello? Yet our beds are overflowing with the coronavirus. And this time, in the last couple of seasonal flu cycles, this time of year, the beds are up at between 85 and 90% to begin with. They're filled with flu. And I don't know about you, but I've gotten the flu. I've never been to the hospital for the flu. I hang out in bed. I drink like five bottles of DayQuil, right? I make it through the day, and then when I feel better, I feel better. Not everybody goes, right? Not everybody goes to the hospital for the flu.
Right.
How is this possible? None of this makes sense, which is why I wouldn't go near a vaccine.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've actually had a flu, and this probably hadn't happened since I was maybe like a preteen. I've had a flu where you lose the taste. You can't taste anything. You can't smell anything. Man, I couldn't put enough salt on the sandwich I was trying to eat. I was like, man, what the heck is going on here, man? And I've had that. But as a side note. But, yeah, you're right, man. How is it that we can have no flus going around, nobody's dying from the flu, and then the progressives will say, like, well, it's because everybody's wearing face masks. And then you say, okay, well, then how is it that COVID went up? Well, it's because nobody's wearing face masks. Like, now, which one is it? You know? And none of this stuff makes sense. Or they'll say that the black community is being the hardest hit by this, but they want to blame Trump ralliers. And they're saying that, well, these Trump rallies, they're not wearing face masks, and it's their fault that the coronavirus is spreading. So, well, how is it their fault that this, if the black community is getting hit the worst by this, and the most cases are there, it ain't like black folks are in droves at Trump rallies. So how is it that they're getting affected by this the most when it's the Trump rally's fault? I don't get it.
Oh, this is itself. You remember Sid Caesar and doing double speak? You ever see him do his double speak pieces? And it was just, it was so confusing. And who was that other guy that used all the wrong words when he was telling jokes? And when, you know, they get two comedians that just... You walk away, and you're looking at yourself, you go, did I hear what I just heard? You know, kind of thing. It was just great. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And Joe will still be with us after the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-7. Come on. You know what? I have a hard time with these guys because I know the lifestyles that Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, you know, all of them. We all know the kind of lifestyles they lived. But my God, God gave them a beautiful voice. Too bad they, you know, they went down the roads they went down, but still, beautiful voices. I have a hard time listening to some singers today because it's kind of forced. Everybody's got that same crazy, you know, can anybody today sing the Star Spangled Banner, just sing it normally without adding a 7.5-minute ending to it. You know, that's hits every scale known to mankind. See, he knows. He's a music guy, so he knows what I'm talking about. Anyhow, Joe Bassini, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring him on. I love when Zoe's on with me. Alfonso Rachel on with me, as he is every week. I always have a good time with him. And, you know, it's really funny. I get emails during the week because the show plays at different times, different places sometimes. So they're picking us up maybe in the middle of the day somewhere, or somebody's replayed the show in the morning. And it's interesting how they don't understand the conversations that you and I have, not only about black and white or different cultures, but God in particular. They think we talk about God in an irreverent form. I think they're going to be really freaked out when they get there, and God's laughing at them too.
Yeah. as if it is beyond God to have a sense of humor. Oh, and before I forget, you mentioned the Star Spangled Banner, and if anybody does it like just like kind of normal. Well, admittedly, I've done a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, and it's not quite normal, but at the same time, it's not far out there. It is, I think, a rather respectful version that I did with a co-artist, Ava Aston, and it's called Red, White, and a Little Bluesy. And I hope folks will check that if they look it up on YouTube and they want to hear like a kind of like a jazzy rendition of the Star Spangled Banner without all the embellishments in the vocal flows. Ava does keep it pretty, you know, pretty in pocket when she does it. But it's got a guitar accompanied to it. And I think folks might dig it if they check it out.
Well, we'll check that out. And I don't even mind the ones that are, you know, the hard rock ones, mm-hmm. you know, when they're doing the music portion of it. But
sure.
But I got to tell you, it's the ones, really, when somebody's trying to artist it up too much, you know, I don't even know what to call it, when they get to the end of it. It's like, you don't have to show me that you can hit every octave ever created. I got it. You got a good voice. Finish the song, and let's play ball. You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless. Couple things. One is, let's hit some serious stuff. Like, do you think, you're talking 70, well, I think it's closer to 80-plus million people who voted for Trump and didn't vote for Trump. You know, people think, well, yeah, that's because they're like, you know, they're drones. No, I don't believe that. I believe a lot of people voted for Trump, the majority of them, because they really felt like he loved the country. They really felt like he was trying to give the power back to the people. And they really felt he was trying to do the right thing. All right? Where you kind of get the feeling from some of these other presidential candidates that it really is for them and for their party. You know, if you read the letters, the early letters from George Washington on his fear for this country, was exactly what's happening today. The people would put party before the country, party before God, you know, party before the good of man as a whole. So, you know, my concern is that, okay, you got 80-plus million people that voted for Trump because they want the country back, truly do, not just a mantra. And then you had 70-some-odd million who voted for another guy who they never saw, who never came out, whose whole stance is no borders, let's feed everybody from every section of the planet, male is not male, female is not, I mean, that goes through the whole list, right? No baby's life matter, any of that stuff. How do we come together? How are we as Christians even supposed to sit in the same room with I know we're supposed to love our neighbors and because I can't say this stuff on the air, but I mean, really, there's a lot going on right now, and the weight of some of the decisions that we have to make, is there not?
Sure, man, sure. And, you know, the thing is, kind of stepping back to, you know, when we talk about putting party before anything and stuff like that, man, you know, and I've said this for a long time, sure, it'd be great if we could all just be Americans. Wouldn't that be fabulous? But, you know, Americans according to what? That's what it comes down to, because there's two distinct ideas of what America is.
Yep.
There's what we know America is, and then there's people's fantasies of what America is. And, you know, and I'd like to be the kind of person, the person that says, well, let's just do away with parties. But the problem is, we go back to that first instance. Well, America, according to what? And if we're going to preserve this republic, well, we may need a team. You know, because there's going to be a team of people that's going to be like, look, man, we need to hold down what America is. And then you're going to have other people says, no, we got to change, or we got to make America, we got to fit America into our fantasy of what it is. So we're going to have these different factions. So even with, now I hear a lot of Republicans saying that we need to take the country back. Well, take the country back to what? You know, it's like, what is it that you're trying to take the country back to? Or, you know, Republicans talking about we need to take, it's like a lot of Republicans can't even take their own party back, but they're going to talk about taking back the country. So, you know, and I hear a lot of these Republicans out there saying that we need to stand for our democracy. It's like, why are you pitching and why are you promoting for Democrats? Why don't you call the country what it is? It's a republic.
That's right.
Why are you using their language and calling it a democracy? So I hear Republicans doing this stuff, man. I'm like, man, you guys keep shooting yourself in the foot, and you wonder why we're losing.
Hey. But what's any different from them and from Christians? Christians, according to what do we have, 142 denominations or something like some ridiculous like that, right?
Right.
I don't even know, right?
Yeah.
And what's a denomination? I have a joke on the show. I always say, look, open your wallet, pull out the cash. What do you have in the cash? You have denominations. It separates the bills. It separates the value of the bills. So
yes.
We have denominations. It separates us. It doesn't. And everybody goes, oh, no, that's not real. It's all about Christ crucified. You go, oh, Oh, sure. Until I start talking about speaking in tongues, they go, whoa, ooh, ooh, go away, get away from me. Or healing or anything along those lines. And all of a sudden, we ain't no longer Christians anymore, right? You're a heathen, and I'm the Christian because I believe the right way.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of that holier-than-thou-ism, right? And you're right, man. It's like when people, they want to adhere to these denominations, and the destiny of a denomination is to be divided. I mean, that's what it's for. And, we're supposed to be unified, unified as a church body. But, once again, unified according to what? Because you got a lot of Christians out there, they have their imaginations of what Jesus is. They don't even want to read the Old Testament. You know, they think that's something that they're supposed to wear or something that we're free from. We're free from the Old Testament. It's like, yeah, but not in the way that you think, you know, and because they leave that out, if you do that, you're going to be left to making up and trying to fill in blanks according to your own understanding and your own desires of who Jesus is, as opposed to who he says he is. We can't be unified like that.
No.
And the church will definitely be, it's. The so-called church, I don't want to even say the church, forgive me, I don't want to say the church, the so-called church, what Yeshua meant to build, you know, in us, this is, you know, that's one thing. These imaginations of people that have about what a church is will be built on sand.
You know, it's funny, I talked to a few pastors who do counseling as well, and some of them at larger churches, and the common thread, though, that they all talk about at some point in time is how people will come in for counseling and then won't agree with them. And they won't see them again because they're pastor hunting till they find the pastor that falls in line with them. Right?
Wow.
And even recently, somebody I know, very close, the woman in the relationship, the wife, she went looking for a pastor that would give her permission and tell her it was okay to divorce her husband, even though he wasn't cheating on her or beating her or anything along those lines. They just had grown very far apart in their A, belief of Scripture, certain things in Scripture, and B, on a political basis. So it's like you're sitting there going, but wait a minute, you trusted that church you were in for 20 years, right?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, your pastor doesn't agree with you, so I got to find me somebody else. Kind of let me get out of this thing, right? I mean, you see it, we both see it.
It's like that pastor should have said, hold on, I'll be right back. And just come with the Bible and says, you know, Jesus talked about people like you. And and it's like he even said that, you know, Moses is going to go ahead and give you a certificate of divorce because it's like y'all want a divorce over anything. Okay. It's like you guys have it sick when it comes to just wanting a divorce over nothing. It's anything that you guys irritate each other a little bit and you want to get a divorce. But see, the thing is, Joe, divorce. Like when it came to like sexual immorality, if you're going to be abusive to your spouse over sexual immorality, and that takes on several connotations. Joe, the statute for divorce for that was death. It's like, wow. You want out of this marriage, you're going to have to die. And so these people who were putting each other to death over divorce until God was like, okay, Moses, you know what? It's like you guys are just, you're too far out there, man. We're going to have to change the statute on this pro tem. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, like I said, I talked to some of my Christian friends about this stuff, and depending on the denomination, you kind of know where they're going, you know how they're going to come back at you with certain things. Like, how do we come together when we can't even decide, look, I believe, as the Bible says, you know, Christ crucified for our sins, he rose again bodily on the third day, he was the Son of God. I don't have to go much further than that. I don't have to get in a whole dialogue with you about, is tongues right? Is healing right? Did Christ die on a Friday or a Thursday or a Saturday night after dinner? It's all distractions. Anyway, you hear the music. Got to go. Tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Zoloft, Zopium Bin, 20-pound sledge. Hope to see you there.
All right. A lot coming up in the next hour, people. Don't go far. You got me for the whole hour.